George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Bloomington Playwrights Project, production of Jonathan Carpinos and Creighton Irons' musical Lost Letters, closed this past weekend. If you got to see it, this review will remind you of the experience. If you didn't, it will encourage you to get tickets for the next upcoming show. It's The Enlightenment of Percival Van Smoots, described as a Monty Python-esque musical about a ridiculously optimistic young man who sets out on a quest to end the Dark Ages. Trust me, it will sell out. As the lights go up at Playwrights Project, there's always a special feature to get the audience clapping and, incidentally, to introduce the sponsors. Ben Smith got applause as soon as he mentioned that he was the associate artistic director. With a nearly life-sized cardboard cutout of the producing artistic director Chad Rabinowitz and the reading of a letter from Chad of 10 years ago, Ben set us up nicely. Now back to Lost Letters. Our main character is Adam, played by Eric Shelley. He's moved to Tennessee to support the recording efforts of his pregnant wife Jess, Aubrey Cedar. David Wade's busy set is a multi-level affair, carpeted with faux Persian rugs. There's an electric keyboard, an unassembled crib, and stacks of unopened boxes. At the rear of the stage, conductor and pianist Sue Harton leads a quartet that includes guitar, bass, cello, yes, an eloquent cello, and a carefully quiet drummer. Adam sings about barely floating. He doesn't seem to appreciate where he is, doesn't seem to support his wife, and dithers over assembling that crib. Then he starts looking through his collection of old letters. As he reads them, the characters appear. Lisa Podolka is Melissa, a girl that he grew up with. Her first appearance is from a letter that they shared when she was 11. They were boyfriend and girlfriend, at least through high school, and she doesn't want the 33-year-old Adam to spoil her own future. The versatile David Sheehan plays Adam's father, his older brother Austin, and a bandmate named Ricky. The high school-aged Austin appears, and Adam counsels him about his future, that hip problem, following two surgeries they'll vanish, and his foot problem probably will keep him from that 430 mile that he wanted to run. Ava, Cheryl Beth Silvers, was Adam's girlfriend perhaps in college and after. They had a lot of fun together, but not enough for him to move from New York to Washington, D.C., and not enough for him to propose marriage. Adam's father says that he liked Melissa and Ava, and his son had three choices. Despite Jess's advanced pregnancy, 17 weeks of not being able to sit comfortably, etc., and her proposal that they might take her record out on the circuit, Adam is still dithering about reading the instructions, finding a screwdriver, and building that darn crib. Director Bronwyn Steinberg has done a really nice job of focusing Lost Letters' action. There are lots of dialogue that has to be smoothly fitted into solos, duets, trios, and even quartets. Music preparation is by Brandon Magied. Kayla Chislensky designed the costumes. With just a couple of subtle changes and his own acting skill, she allows David Sheehan to be a father, an older high school brother, and a wigged-out bandmate. Likewise, she helps Cheryl Beth Silvers to be a successful, though disappointed, career girl and a complacently wise grandmother. Lost Letters does conclude neatly. Adam has finally put the crib together. He and Jess have agreed that they're both scared about the future of their twosome as a threesome, and after a stirring duet, the whole cast sings in a positive fashion. We still might wonder about Adam getting a job and just how Jess might get out on the circuit, but for the moment, his letters, along with hers, will go up in the attic. Did I mention that coming next at the Bloomington Playwrights Project will be the Monty Python-esque musical The Enlightenment of Percival Van Smoots for what promises to be a sold-out January 24th to the February 8th run? Well, at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.